like a snake calling on a phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded, far from home. Alright, here we are. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks to the news crew for the handover, Morgan and team. This is a show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show, on every week on Friday, 6 p.m. in Vancouver. You might be listening online at citr.ca. And you're listening in the background, the regular song I play at the start of the show, I'm Stranded by the Saints. And I'm excited today because this is a different version I found on YouTube. The Saints, I'm Stranded, in brackets, HQ, which I guess means high quality. And it does sound better. So someone's uploaded a better sounding quality version of this song. So that's it. From here on in, that's the version I'm playing every week because it's right there on YouTube. Of course, the Saints, a seminal band from Brisbane, but an equally seminal band from a time even before the late 70s was the Master's Apprentices. Sadly, Jim Keys, the vocalist of the band, just died on 13th of June 2014. He died from pneumonia related to multiple myeloma. And he was truly a giant of Australian music, as were the entire band, the Master's Apprentices. And it's literally, it's been taking me this long to get to this band because I've been almost fearing diving into their history because they're so fantastically important. And I've actually got a couple of issues of a magazine called Ugly Things, recommended to me by Nardwa the Human Serviette. I picked this magazine up from Neptune Records, and these have literally been sitting in my room for 2 years because they're so detailed and comprehensive. An article about the band, the Master's Apprentices, that I've wanted to do, you know, a special on the band, and I just kept putting it off. And today I can't do it justice either because I haven't had enough time, but I'm going to start. You know, what better time than now because Jim Keys just died. So anyway, the Master's Apprentices are, you know, widely known. I mean, I guess alongside the Easy Beats as being the main Australian band of the 1960s. So they formed in Adelaide, South Australia in 1965, featuring, Jim Keys joined as a vocalist. He wasn't one of the first members, but he did form, you know, the key lineup of the band that continued from that day through to the early 70s. I think they had a good 10-year career. So I'm going to play for you in a couple of minutes two tracks from the debut record, The Master's Apprentices, that came out in 1967. And in fact, what I'm going to play you is the A side and the B side of their actual debut single, Undecided and Wars or Hands of Time. This is absolute classic stuff. Anyone who's, you know, been following this show and who's interested in Australian music and the roots of it all, this is absolutely essential listening. So I'm going to read you a little bits and pieces from this magazine, Ugly Things, which comes out somewhere in the States, and their little tag name is Wild Sounds from Past Dimensions. Ugly Things is totally, a very signature, detailed periodical all about garage rock in all its forms around the world. And anyway, they did a three-part, massively detailed series all about the Master's Apprentices. And I'm going to start with reading a little bit of it just to introduce you to the band. So what made them unique and ahead of their time in Australia was that they were from Adelaide, which was, well, it's the capital of South Australia and not one of the big music cities. So Melbourne and Sydney were the big music cities. But the reason why the Master's Apprentices apparently were so ahead of the time is that they actually formed in a little satellite town outside of Adelaide. This town was called Elizabeth. And what was interesting about Elizabeth is that it was an artificially created city or town where British migrants all came. So the city was built specifically from scratch for a steady stream of people from Britain. I'm going to read you out actually what Jim Keyes, in an old interview here, he's quoted in the article here in Ugly Things. He's talking about why this influenced the band and why it was a good thing to come from this strange place. So he said they built the city with schools and churches and factories and houses and offices, everything, but without anyone living there. And then they brought a boatload upon boatload of British migrants and filled the town. They had ready-made jobs in the factories and shops and things like that. So the whole town of Elizabeth was all British migrants, and there was a steady stream after the war, of which I was one. I came out in the 50s, but they were still coming out in the 60s and perhaps into the late 60s and early 70s, and they were then swarming into Adelaide. Adelaide seemed to be the centre of all the British migrants, or a large percentage of them anyway. And this is the crucial part about the music then. So those kids that were coming to our gigs had seen the Pretty Things and the Rolling Stones and them and all those bands only weeks before. So they were giving us tips and ideas on how to look, how to present, what songs to do, all that sort of stuff. So we were a little bit of a step ahead in Adelaide. By the time we went over to Melbourne, which in those days was the hub of music in Australia, we were a very unique, different sort of act because of the influence of those kids from England. So there you go. And I didn't know that until today, until I read this. So that's kind of why the Master's Apprentices burst onto the scene as this fully formed entity with really great rhythm and blues roots and just fantastic song. So I guess we should get into one of the songs and then we'll come back and I'll tell you a little bit about it. So this is going to be a song called Undecided, and it was the debut single for the Master's Apprentices, the first time they'd ever gone into a recording studio. And it came out in 1967. And again, if you're just tuning in, the reason I'm playing this today was because Jim Keyes, the singer from the band The Master's Apprentices, just died. He just passed away of pneumonia related to multiple myeloma. And he was truly, one of the all-time great frontmen and from this fantastic band, The Master's Apprentices. So here we go. This is from this lovely gatefold CD that I have, a reissue of the very first album of The Master's Apprentices from 1967. Here's a track called Undecided. I'll be right back. You gotta give it a little loving, honey. If you want a lot of love in return. I want you to be There it is, an absolute classic there. That is the debut single for the Masters Apprentices, going right back to 1967. I'll be right back to tell you a little bit about that song.
I found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Ooh. So watery. And yet there's a smack of ham to it.
Hello, you're listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. And that was a song called Undecided by the Masters Apprentices. They were a band from Adelaide, featuring Jim Keys as the lead singer, and he just passed away. So I thought I'd begin to revisit the band's music today. I mean, it's an enormous undertaking because they had a very strong career through multiple phases, and I can barely start today, but I will, with the first single. And I'm going to read a bit more from this Ugly Things article, issue number 29, talking about that single. So Mick from the band said, "Undecided was still unfinished as a song when we went into the recording studio. Jim made up some of the words during the recording because we were not entirely sure how we wanted the words to go. And the verses weren't finished, and for some reason Rick and I hadn't finished the lyrics, so some of them were made up on the spot. We were even undecided on the name of the song. Things had happened very quickly, so we thought, why not just leave it Undecided? And they said, what do you mean, call it Undecided? And we said, well, yeah, the music of the song is very hard-hitting, and we just don't think it's going to really matter what it's called. It went something like that, the reasoning at the time, so we just left it at Undecided. So the B-side for their debut single was a song with a little bit more, lyrical kick to it, a little bit more intention behind it because it related to the Vietnam War, which was happening at the time. And the song is called Wars or Hands of Time, and it's another classic. So I'll see if I can find some information here. So basically, Jim Keys, I believe, he was due for conscription. So at the time in Australia, there was actually conscription at the time of the Vietnam War. And of course, you know, there were massive protests and people were not at all happy. And Jim Keys was able to avoid that by joining some kind of citizens military collective that only operated in in the country and didn't have to leave. It was called the Citizens Military Force. And with the aid of his girlfriend, he pinned his long hair up under a slouch hat whenever he attended their meetings, it says there in Wikipedia. So anyway, the band wrote a song called Wars or Hands of Time. It was actually written by a guy in the band last name, Mick Bauer. And interestingly, Mick, well, quite tragically, he showed incredible prowess at songwriting, as you're just about to hear. But quite early in the band's career, he had a massive nervous breakdown, and his music career kind of ended only after a couple of years, which is really quite tragic, given that you can hear some real lyrical depth in the song I'm just about to play for you. So let's get into it now. This is called Wars or Hands of Time, and it was the other side of the debut single for the Masters Apprentices from 1967. Here we go.
Thinking kind of tearing up the charts, babe.
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Hello, so we're back here on CITR 101.9. This is a show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. And you can find us online at ausstrandedradio.com, and there's also Twitter at ausstranded. So we do have guests today as well. We have, warming up, actually, we have the Diviners, Janice McKenzie, who is a big part of this station. A lot of history, we'll be talking about that soon. She is in a duo with her friend Don, and they'll be playing for some music for us very soon. And I also have an interview also that will air probably around 7 o'clock with Casey Wee. Now, she is a visual artist, and she's involved in an interesting residency at Kingsgate Mall for the whole month of June. So you can tune in for that a little bit later on. So there you go. That was the second, the B-side of the single. That was the debut for the Masters Apprentices, a seminal recording from that band. And there's just no time today to get into the depth of their importance, really, in the music world, other than to say that that's where it all started. That song there, Wars or Hands of Time, which was a commentary on the Vietnam War, and Australian young men were conscripted to fight at the time. So that was the band's little protest song. So I just wanted to... I'll get into, in other weeks, I'll play some more of their music, because their career really segued into very different sounds, but that's where they started, with the fantastic R&B and great, you know, organic rock and roll sound with good lyrics. And just one other thing I wanted to say before we move on and say hi to the Diviners is I'm just reading from this article here in the Ugly Things magazine about the fashion of the band at the time. They were quite unique, and I'm actually going to talk to Janice about this, because I know Janice, she's our guest here, and she's quite into op shop fashion. And this is what's cool about the band. They didn't have a lot of money, so not only did they didn't even do that, they went to department stores. Well, I'll read out what Jim Key said. He said, when I came into the band, they said, you can't dress like this. This isn't cool anymore. Let's do something different. So I used to go into a department store and get into their soft furnishings department and get material they'd use to cover lounge suites or make curtains out of. And I'd buy and take it along to a tailor guy and get them to make a pair of trousers out of it, or a shirt or a jacket or something. So we started to really look different as a result of that. And it really actually worked. So Janice McKenzie, what do you think of that? Do you think it did work? The Masters Apprentices, yeah.
I love it. Yeah, they do. Now that you know the story, it kind of looks like their clothes are made out of couch coverings.
Exactly. But it does look fit. And look at the cover. There's a color photo there. And,
I love that.
Isn't it brilliant? So there you go. Maybe that'll be a new... Maybe that... Anyone who's listening, maybe this will start a whole new craze.
That's
here.
Expensive though, right? I mean, getting a tailor to make your custom...
Well, that's true.
Clothes.
It's a little bit ironic. This.
That's not cheap.
Anyway, it did look kind of cool. And so that's what set the Masters Apprentices apart. Not just their fabulous musical chops, but also their department store soft furnishings fashion. So there you go. So we'll leave it there. Much respect to Jim Keys, the singer who just passed away from complications related to a difficult medical condition he was fighting for a number of years. That's the Masters Apprentices. And thanks to Nardwa the Human Serviette for telling me about the Ugly Things magazine and their incredible retrospective on the band. And I'll dig into that in the weeks ahead. So we'll be right back with our first special guests here today, the Diviners from Vancouver, and they're going to be playing live for us and chatting.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Okay, so here we are. This is CITR Radio, and you're listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. And now it's time for our first guest for today. Later on at about 7, we have a pre-recorded interview with Casey Wee. She's a visual artist, and she's conducting a fascinating project at Kingsgate Mall in East Vancouver. But hello, Janice and Don.
Hello, how are you, Matt?
Very good.
And we should say Don's last name too, Don Delaho.
Yes, yeah. Delaho. Yeah. Don Delaho and Janice McKenzie.
I like Delaho better, actually.
Delano.
Delano. Thank you for coming in. And
we're so totally thrilled to be here, Matt.
That's okay.
We're really excited. I've been listening to your show for a long time, and I love that old garagey psychedelic-y thing that you do and the early punk rock stuff that you do, and so I'm really honored to be here.
Well, I think it was quite timely that I was playing the Master's Apprentices, yeah, because I'm sure you really appreciate this. And Don, did you know about this band?
Never heard of them, no.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Well, I'm sure... I'll talk to you about them more off air.
Well, but they have a song on Nuggets, right?
They do.
So you might have heard them, Don.
Okay.
Yeah. But I know that Don...
I will Google them as soon as I get home.
Oh, you will. I know you will. And you'll be transfixed. And because I know Don's a big Beatles fan. So, yeah. And I was just... you might not have heard, but apparently what set this band apart at the time was in Adelaide, where they were from. They lived in a little satellite city that was artificially created for a lot of British immigrants to come. So the whole town was full of all these people streaming in, and they'd seen the Rolling Stones, they'd seen the Beatles, and they were telling the Master's Apprentices about these bands. So you've got to listen, you've got to play like these guys.
I thought Australia was that. It was an artificial suburb set up for Brits to get rid of.
Well, just kidding.
There are Australians listening to this show.
I'm kidding. I'm totally. They've got a great sense of humor.
Yeah. Okay. So first up, the Diviners. So Janice and Don, you've been playing together for how long?
Oh, God.
Oh, as the Diviners, probably a couple of years.
You know what? It's longer than we think because we're just really disorganized and we don't play very much. I kind of made a move on Don musically because he was taking photos and my daughter was getting her picture taken, and long story. And I just had to hang out in the room for a long time. I brought a guitar and I started singing, playing guitar, because I kind of heard a rumor that Don was maybe looking for a band. Now you know my...
Oh, so
I made a move.
That's first I heard of that. So I thought I was the one that was...
All right. Well, that's the origins of the band.
Genesis,
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of mutual friends, actually. Don has played in bands with... lots of the same people that I've played in bands with, and so I don't know how it is that we hadn't really run into each other musically before, but then we found out that our voices sounded good together.
Yeah, I think we sang together at a backyard do or something. Yeah. I don't remember what it was.
You're right.
Something
we did an Echo
Gord
and the Bunnymen song.
Another CITR alumnus, isn't it?
I think Gord Bedanek. I think that might have been in front of a certain former mayor of Vancouver.
That's right. We played Mayor of Simpleton while he was there. I don't think he got it.
Yeah, so I was there with my band. Don was there with his band. And I think, yeah, we all kind of joined in on a song or something. Yeah, that's right.
Well, how about we get into a song?
Sure.
Stop talking, for heaven's sake. Very Canadian song. Ah,
grew up on the rocky shores. Your winter wind whips through my bones. You know all the lights cast shadows on my dreams. Your leafless trees, your stormy nights, the barren ground, the hoarfrost bites. Your icy streams are flowing through my veins. Now I'm a long way out from where I started from. I'm a thousand lives from my home. The snow drifts up against my skin. I hear a voice upon the wind calling me from somewhere long ago. Stood upon the lake of glass, currents deep below me pass, like memories that slowly drift away. But I'm a long way out where I started from. I'm a thousand lives from my home. Now I'm a long way out from where I started from. I'm a thousand lives from my home. Northern sun, where are you now?
Where are you now? Where are you?
Northern sun, where are you now? Northern sun, where are you now?
Where are you now? Where are you?
Northern sun, where are you now?
That's our special live studio guest today, the Diviners, with a song called Northern Love?
Northern Sun.
Northern Sun. Lovely. And we'll be right back to chat with the Diviners about that and other things.
And oh my, become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
The Baker and the Chef, Bangone T-Shirts, Cherry Bomb, House of Vintage, Beat Street Records, Dunleavy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Song Club, His Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save on Meats, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus. Go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can. Sure. That's what friends are for.
Okay, so this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, and Janice and Don from the Diviners are here. Thanks for playing Northern Sun. What's any particular story behind that you wanted to talk about?
Not much. I think that was probably the first thing that I wrote. When I was thinking of this project, I was probably listening to a little bit of the Great Lakes Swimmers and things like that, kind of folkier stuff, and I thought I'd try and write something that had a bit of a Canadian theme to it.
It seems very Ontario to me. Don's from Ontario.
That's where I grew up, so yeah, I guess those rocky shores.
We don't have all that ice and stuff here in Vancouver.
Which is why most of us end up out here, I guess.
Yeah, so your Australian listeners might not know that, right, Matt? We live in the warm part of Canada.
I wrote a song about catching the bus to Regina and being cold.
So right, that would be cool.
There's many songs that can be written about the various degrees of cold here.
Yes.
It's true. We should do an album all about the weather. That's very Canadian. Because our next song, in fact, is kind of like that, too. Oh, funny.
What is the next song?
It's called Spring Song, and it's either the first or the second song that we actually wrote together, I guess, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't remember. It was one of those things where often the way we work is I have a musical fragment, and then I throw it over to Janice. I usually throw about four or five to her, and she goes away and writes a bunch of words down and comes back, and then eventually we get a whole
and
song.
And Don rejects most of them because he has very high standards, which is good. This particular one, I spent many, many, many hours in Beercraft working on a Beercraft on Commercial Drive, sitting in the window, thinking, writing lyrics, tearing them up. So this is like, I don't think I've ever spent more time on lyrics than I have on this song. Well, no pressure.
No, that's a good place to spend your time writing lyrics, I guess.
Many, many Grimbergens assisted with the writing of this song.
Okay, well, this is The Diviners on CITR.
1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3.
The beginnings of leaves unfolding in trees, and waiters are setting tables and chairs out in the street. Saw your new girl somewhere with fresh streaks in her hair. She was wearing a cotton dress, and her shoulders were bare. Do they all really think spring's gonna come? Someday we'll all feel the warmth of the sun, and the darkness of winter will all burn away, and something might change, something might change, something might change. There's a clock on the wall. The hands don't move at all. Feels like forever now. We've been frozen in place since the fall. Do they all really think spring's gonna come? Someday we'll all feel the warmth of the sun, the darkness of winter will all burn away, and something might change, something might change, something might change. I tried to believe that it's not about me. Only seasons and sky. Some things get born, some have to die. Do they all really think spring's gonna come? Someday we'll all feel the warmth of the sun. The darkness of winter will all burn away, and something might change,
I all really think spring's gonna come. Someday we'll all feel the warmth of the sun. The darkness of winter will all burn away, and something might change. Something might change. Something might change.
And that's the Diviners. They're our special live guests with a song perfect for this time of year. That's the spring song. Thanks so much. We'll be right back after this message. And you're listening to CITR.
The 37th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 18th to the 20th. Over 60 acts from Joan Baez, Andrew Bird, Amos Lee, and Mary Lambert to Ozo Motley and Mauritania's Noura Mintsemali. There's a world of amazing music coming to your own backyard. The Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Early bird ticket deadline is June 14th. For more information, go to thefestival.bc.ca.
You're listening to a station called CITR Radio and a show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. This is a special occasion because we have a long-term member of the CITR community who also is a talented vocalist and songwriter. Oh.
I wish that was us.
Yeah, that sounded
good. What was that?
That was, I don't know. This stupid system just decides to do that every now and then. For anyone who's only just tuning in now, Janice, what exactly is your connection to this station?
Oh,
it's a long one.
Don't look at me. It's your story.
I used to be a DJ at CITR, and I used to write for Discorder for a long, long time. I was the local music reviewer for ages, and I'm now on the board. Although I'm sort of transitioning out of being on the board, I've been the chair for six years, and I've been a board member for about 10 years. And CITR is the best radio station. Campus radio is amazing, and I love doing it. So I know that that we're going to find other people who are just as in love with the station as I am to take my place. There are a couple of us board members who are passing the torch.
Well, it'll be a great loss to the station. You're much loved. But in any event, thank you so much for coming down today and showing us another side of your talents. And Don, we have chatted outside the studio about music. I'm a bit of a musical sponge right now, learning to write songs myself. And I've been actually telling Janice that my parents sadly did not introduce me to anything interesting like the Beatles or anything. But you're a big Beatles fan.
Yeah, no thanks to my parents. I think they were a generation too old, or maybe two generations too old. Not that I'm not old, Matt, but I mean, I think they were...
they were older than you.
Yes, they were a couple years older than me. They're from the East Coast, so that sort of thing happens out there. My apologies to any East Coasters who may be listening in. I just didn't want to pick on the Australians. I think similar. I didn't grow up with a lot of music. I don't know how much Canada is different from Australia in that respect. I mean, I think, you know, my exposure was like through television, and there were some good radio stations, AM radio stations in Toronto at the time when I was growing up, play quite a diverse range of pop music, you know, everything from the Beatles, and then you'd hear some soul, and then you'd hear, you know, some Engelbert Humperdinck or something like that.
Tom Jones,
you know, so it was good exposure growing up with that range of music around, so.
And when did you make your way to BC? Because I know Janice is born and bred, but what about yourself?
I came out about 1990, post-Expo. I was actually here for a brief period during Expo and left, but moved the family out in 1990.
Yeah.
And you've been in a few bands here. Well, you were in bands in Ontario, too.
Yeah, just one in Ontario. And out here, I've played in a various things. Nothing that made much of a dent in the local scene, but played, you know, around what seemed to be a few more clubs that were around at the time. Certainly the Old Town Pump and places like that.
Actually, you know what? I was just realizing when I first joined the station, that was how I got into playing music, of course, was in one of the station bands. And so, you know, hanging around with all these musicians, not having any experience doing that kind of music, it was so cool to join the campus radio station, meet all these musicians who, some of them were very, very skilled musicians, but a lot of them were also just, they had the courage to play and they were encouraging. And I realized I could be in a band without being very proficient. So I got to be in bands, and I love the fact that the CITR band tradition is continuing. There's so many bands that are made up of station members, like Tough Age is a former CITR president. He plays guitar, and now my mind's going blank, but they're bazillions.
Well, Weed.
Hugo.
Hugo, yep.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's, if, hey kids, if you're out there listening and you just love music and you don't know if you have any talent or what you want to do, walk into your campus radio station because they have volunteer jobs for you and they have stuff you can do and you will meet cool people that love music too.
Well, and that's how I got the courage to start playing music too, because doing this show and meeting people and just being in a musical environment, and even yourself, Janice, has been very encouraging to my little first little starts at playing music. So
and you're doing it for other people.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, so anyone listening, of course, here's the thing. You know, you can come down anytime and play on this show if you just give me a bit of advance warning.
warning is a good
just
word.
Just don't
sometimes.
Show up with your guitar.
You know. go to the blog.
Ahead.
Or how about hand drums? Just show up with your hand drums.
Yeah, or pan flutes.
If you're willing to get on that bus and come all the way here like I do every week, then please, you're welcome to come on the show. You go to the blog ostrandedradio.com and you'll find an email address you can forward, send your regards, say hi, introduce yourself.
Matt's not scary. He's really nice.
I'm not. And and you don't have to be any particular genre. Anyone come down. Okay, so let's get into maybe one more song, because I do have another interview lined up for about 7 o'clock. So right. The Diviners.
So what do you want to do? Want
oh
to do
my
another
God.
Original?
Do you want to choose what song we play next? There's our list.
Yeah, we had one cover pegged to do next,
and
which
maybe
is an REM song.
Yeah, maybe while Matt's looking at our list, can we just say we're going to be playing at Car Free Day at Commercial Drive on Sunday at noon in front of the Tangent Cafe.
It's not
Cafe.
The Orpheum? I thought it was the Orpheum.
Oh, sorry, did I give you the wrong information?
That was somebody else. Sorry.
Yeah, you'll be at the Orpheum, and I'll be standing on the corner of Commercial and Fifth. Where is he? And we're also playing with our full band, because we have a full band version that's a little bit more rockin'. We're doing that Wednesday night down at the Arts Club on Granville Island.
Right. Well, since you've mentioned a little bit more rockin', well, Matt, if he's picked a song off that list,
he doesn't even. Well, some of them are originals. So you won't know what they are.
Well, I mean, I've seen you play Rockville, and it's pretty good. So
okay, we'll do Rockville. We said the R word.
We
rock.
Did. Rock.
Rock.
So, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Looking at your watch a third time, waiting in the station for the bus. Going to a place that's far, so far away, and if that's not enough, going where nobody says hello, and they don't talk to anybody they don't know. You'll wind up in some factory that's full-time filth and nowhere else to go. Walk home to an empty house, sit around all by yourself. I know it might sound strange, but I believe you'll be coming back before too long. So don't go back to Rockville. Don't go back to Rockville. back to Rockville.
Waste another year.
At night I drink myself to sleep and pretend I don't care that you're not here with me. Cause it's so much easier to handle all my problems if I'm too far out to sea. Something better happens sooner, it's gonna be too late to bring me back. Don't go back to Rockville. Don't go back to Rockville. Don't go back to Rockville.
Waste another year.
It's not as though I really need you. If you were here, I'd only be you. Everybody else in town only wants to bring you down. That's not how it ought to be. I know it might sound strange, but I believe you'll be coming back before too long. So don't go back to Rockville. Don't go back to Rockville. Rockville.
Waste another year.
Don't go back to Rockville.
That song.
Thank you, Dennis, Janice, and Don.
Yeah, thank you, Matt.
From the Diviners. That was a song by R.E.M. And I know such little about R.E.M. What can you tell me? Anything about that song?
That was which from album? Their second album, or was that from their first album? One of the first
their
two
name
albums.
Stands for Rapid Eye Movement.
They I were back in the olden days, part of the sort of first wave of campus radio music, I guess. R.E.M. and U2 and a lot of other bands like that that did not appear on commercial radio radar at all. And campus radio made bands like R.E.M. Really big. And my two probably favorite bands when I first joined CITR were R.E.M. and the Hoodoo Gurus.
Oh, yes, of course.
I thought you were going to say U2.
No, the Hoodoo Gurus was the other one for sure, for sure. And when I started my first band, that's kind of what we were building on, and maybe a bit of Husker Du in there as well.
Well, thanks for reminding me of the Hoodoo Gurus, because, I've been doing this show for a couple of years now, and I still haven't really played them, which
what?
Is ridiculous. Well, one or two, but I haven't, like, dug in, you know, I got to do a whole bloody show,
we
you know.
We could, like, break into a Hoodoo Guru song right now, practically.
You could. I don't know them as
do
well.
Do you want to?
you can't quite pull it off. That's not, sorry.
Okay. Well, that's
I was going to do I Want You Back. You know what? We'll learn that
we'll
one.
We'll learn it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Okay.
It's a good one. And the video has dinosaurs. So how good is that?
Okay. Well, thank you, Janice and Don from the Diviners, who are playing at Car Free Day on Commercial Drive on when?
That's Sunday. And we're on at noon. We're on right at the beginning.
Yeah, we're actually playing at the Wise Hall's tent. They have a little tent set up at 5th and Commercial.
That's right, in front of the Tangent Cafe. So it's a bit confusing. Don't go down to the Wise Hall. They're just sponsoring the stage.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming in, guys. And
thank you, Matt.
This has been CITR Radio, and it will continue to be after this break.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen, with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking. I want to bite into that plum and let the juice spill down my chin. You know what I mean?
CITR Campus Radio. Can you feel it?
I can feel it down in my plums. They're getting a nice bluish hue. Getting ready to take them to the farmer's market. Special two plums for one.
Okay, so that was the Diviners. Janice and Don were our first guests today, and they graciously played some music for us. We have another guest. We had a pre-record this afternoon with Casey Wu, and she is a visual artist. And we'll be playing that in a little while. I wanted to get into a little bit more music first of all. And this is a show about Australian and Canadian music. And there is one band that have reached out to me and sent their music all the way from Australia. And they're called the Valerie Trails. And I really quite like these guys. And what's interesting about them is that they're kind of, they're sort of, half of them are based in Houston, Texas. Which is quite interesting. So Andrew Bauer is an expatriate Australian currently living in Houston, and he enlisted his brother Sean and another guy called Dan from their hometown Brisbane to form the Valerie Trails. And with the assistance of the internet and some intercontinental travel, the trio developed a set of songs. And this is their second release called Buffalo Speedway. So let's play the single, and then we'll play for you some newer Canadian music. Here we go.
You can still want everything when everything is lost. top of the stairs after 4 a.m. I'd wake up late and be listening to Dad play with all his friends. At the kitchen table they sang Hagrid Jones. Just a couple kids wishing we were down in the kitchen instead of at the top of the stairs. Back when I was 10, hell, even way back then, I always dreamed of being a star. Only in that dream I was playing left wing, can't score goals with a guitar. Somehow along the way I just had to sing and play. Was better than breathing air. And oh, that feeling, all that late night creeping I did at the top of the stairs. At the top of the stairs after 4 a.m. I'd wake up late and be listening to Dad play with all his friends. Yeah, at the kitchen table they sang Hagrid Jones. Just a couple kids wishing we were down in the kitchen instead of at the top of the stairs. Outside of town, my first school was just 2 blocks north. Grandma's house was 4 doors down. Yeah, life was oh so good back then. Back when Coke and Burst came to town, and late Friday nights under bright neon lights, pops were singing in the bars downtown. Top of the stairs. Just a couple kids wishing we were down in the kitchen instead of at the top of the stairs.
All right, some brand new Canadian music there from Red Deer, Central Alberta. That's some great outlaw country from Trent Ajakate. He's a First Nations country artist, and we actually interviewed him and recorded a live session with him last year during the Red Jam Slam event. Actually, that's probably a good time to play one of the resonating reconciliation grabs here. But first up, the song before that was the Valerie Trails band from Brisbane, Australia. And one of the members of that band lives in Houston, Texas. I really like these guys. Thanks, guys, for sending through your CD, and we'll play more of it in the coming weeks. So that was the Valerie Trails and then Trent Ajakate. And yes, the Resonating Reconciliation was a project that was sponsored by the NCRA, National Campus Community Radio Association, to honour the First Nations people of Canada and to raise awareness of the terrible history regarding residential schools. So let's play one of the short grabs here from Resonating Reconciliation.
I went to residential school. I was just 8 years old.
Gaila Castle. My name is Ganarji O'Sullivan of the Tlaweetsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Gwindo, exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
This PSA was cut from a bigger documentary by Jesse Dubois from CJSW 90.9 FM in Calgary, Alberta.
Despite the Prairie Province's willingness to wear their history of settlement on their sleeves, I wasn't formally taught about residential schools until grade 12. This is particularly revealing as I myself am the son of an Indian residential school survivor.
Well, I attended residential school from 1956 to 1969. There was a four-year break in between, but altogether I was in there for 8 years. The desired outcome that the process was to take the Indianness out of me, so to speak, make me more, for lack of a better word, mainstream, whatever that was. Took away my language, took away my pride in what I was, what I am. So it was not a good experience. Took me away from family, which I think was probably the most damaging. I think it's taken a lifetime for me to deal with it, to accept it. It's been a struggle, but I survived. So.
All right, have a good one.
We're done?
Yeah, we're done. That's it. You can get up from your chair.
Oh, that was tough. You're a tough interviewer. Damn good questions. Hope I helped.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
All right, son.
All right, take care.
Love you, man.
Love you, too.
Okay.
You have just heard At Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, B.C. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to their shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Rajam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
Okay, so thanks for listening to CITR Radio. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. And again, yes, I hope you enjoyed the Divinest playing before. And if you are a local musician, feel free to get in touch. AusstrandedRadio.com is the blog, and you'll find an email link there. And I'd love to hear from you. And you're welcome to come down and play some music and plug your shows or record releases or whatnot. I try to book about 3 or 4 weeks ahead. So we do have some great guests coming up before the end of the month too, including Daniel Moir. I hope I'm pronouncing his last name right, Moir. He's definitely one of the ones I know who's coming in the next couple of weeks. But up now is the next interview, Casey Wee. She is a visual artist, and I spoke with her this afternoon. She is doing an interesting project with the Kingsgate Mall, the odd mall that's kind of become a bit cool now because of the Twitter phenomenon. Anyway, that'll be explained in due course. Here we go. I'll play you the interview that I recorded this afternoon right now. This is CITR Radio, and now for something a little different. Listeners may be aware of the Kingsgate Mall in East Vancouver, but may not consider it when thinking about the art world. But someone who does is Casey Wu. She is our guest today. She is associated with the Western Front Artist Run Centre, and she is conducting a residency all of this month at Kingsgate Mall, and her happenings will be filmed and made into a documentary all about the mall. And it is an odd place. A lot of people, including the Globe and Mail, have actually referred to it as the mall that time forgot. Globe and Mail say, although it is central and surrounded by million-dollar homes, it's tired. Rust-coloured decor is classic 1970s. However, the mall does have its charms, precisely because it is so out of touch, such as the shop with the shoes that only a drag queen could love. So that's the Globe and Mail's description of Kingsgate Mall, and it's become popular once again through the creation of a satirised Twitter handle. A couple of East Van folks decided one day on a whim to create @KingsgateMall, started to tweet randomly, not directly from the management of the mall. Casey independently always thought the mall was quite something, and put up her hand to run her residency at the mall all month. So we asked her today on the phone all about what's going on there. And first up, I asked Casey about her artistic background.
I go back and forth between video art and filmmaking because I make kind of longer durational narrative stuff that's usually single channel. But I also like play music, but I didn't go to school for that. That's just something I do for fun and I really enjoy. But it's not something, it's not my vocation, I guess.
What's happening this month? You've been connected with Kingsgate Mall through the Western Front Artist Run Center. First of all, what is that? What is the Western Front?
It's the Western Front is an artist run center that started in 1973. It's on Scotia and 7th, which is 5 minutes away from the Kingsgate Mall, and they both started in the same year. And the Western Front is just six to eight artists bought the building in the 70s, pretty cheaply, and have been keeping it as an artist space, an interdisciplinary artist space for the last, 50 some years. And there's visual arts, there's dance, there's performances, there's new media stuff happening throughout, and community events too, happening throughout there on a daily basis. And for the visual arts part of it, I'm just doing a residency there this month. And I thought instead of doing a residency at the front itself, I decided to do it at the mall instead.
Of course, the Kingsgate Mall came onto people's their radar recently with a bit of a Twitter campaign. Do you want to tell people about the resurgence of Kingsgate Mall?
I didn't know the Twitter was so recent, actually. I just interviewed the women who do the Twitter, Michelle and Asha, for an audio series I'm doing at the mall this month, last week, and they said it just started at the end of 2013. So I guess there's the Twitter resurgence. It's actually quite recent, but I feel like I've been thinking about this mall and this space for the last couple of years. I remember my first memory of the mall was when I was 20 and walking by it in the summer, going to meet somebody and just noticing that the library was closing. So I think that was probably more than 5 years ago. But since then, I feel like there's been a dip in it, and you hear some crazy stories about people, shoplifting, or there's been a few security guard attacks, a couple of security guard attacks, I guess. And so there's always kind of Kingsgate, that mall, there's a weird vibe to it. But in the last few years, I think there's been a lot of new stores opening up, and it seems pretty bustling in a positive way. In the time that I've been here, so I feel like the resurgence of the mall has been going on, before I even started thinking about doing a project here, obviously. And it's just, I think I came in at a good moment, by coincidence, maybe.
In fact, you're documenting things really for a whole month. Can you mm-hmm. tell the listeners exactly what they could expect in your little corner of the mall?
Yeah, it's I guess it's the space between the Lotto Center and the Sugarcane Juice and Bistro in the middle of the mall. It's east-west passageway. There's really no other wings, one wing between the Shoppers and the liquor store. So we're kind of right in the middle, and there's couches set up, and the couches you rented from Easy Home, also located in the mall. There's some plants from Wynn's, also from the mall. So we try to source everything either from the Western Front in the mall, and it's just a space of couches, a rug, a cube monitor stack of three monitors showing video art and music videos, and a few movies that I bought from the Books Etc. store, and a magazine and book display where local artists and musicians and people who make zines and comics can come and just drop something off to share. It's like a little library reading room, and so this is a space, the physical space itself, and in it, Thursday, Fridays, there's music stuff from 5-ish till the mall closes. Saturday, there's a mall portrait and a tarot reader and a local artist, Jake Leeson, who has this project called The Tent Shop, and he sort of sets up a tent, brings a tent with him wherever he goes and sets it up, and either shows movies or displays objects he's collected, and I think he's going to do the object display here because that makes more sense for the mall. And Monday, Tuesdays, I basically just hang out here, talk to people, kind of facilitate the space. It's kind of like I'm gallery sitting, but at the mall. And Wednesdays, it's open mic anything from 12 until 6. So whatever, you know, our listeners feel like doing in front of a mic, in front of a camera at the mall, they're welcome to. It's like song, dance, joke, impression. I got a person who, you know, hosted a game show and got passersby to participate. That was really awesome. And then in the evening on Wednesday, just kind of like different things going on. So, and there's also like a calendar online at the Kingsgate Mall happening Tumblr. And you can, you know, keep updated there if you'd like. Hashtag Kingsgate Mall happening. If you want to look at our Instagram.
One thing I did notice there on the Tumblr, Cobra's Corner. What exactly is that?
Oh, that's the audio series that I interviewed the Twitter girls for. It's just like every Tuesday, because after work on Tuesdays, like at four, so I'm not at the mall for the whole time. So I kind of set up between 12 and like 3-ish. You know, whoever comes visits me, either by my request as a guest star or just, you know, friends walking by, or just people at the mall who are talking to me. I just see, like, the core of our conversation, and then I edit it together to make it a little, like, talk show, like a little podcast almost, of just, you know, mall conversations in the mall. It's like when Kramer had that talk show in his apartment. It's really about anything, like, that starts with the mall. I'm looking forward to that, because that should be really funny.
Well, Casey, thanks so much for filling us in on the happenings at the Kingsgate Mall all for June, and sounds like a lot of it's being recorded for posterity in video form.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not 100% sure what I'm going to make of it yet. I mean, there's obviously all the band footage I'm getting, and for those special events, there will be documentation. And I set out initially with this idea to make a documentary, or like an art film about the mall, but the mall doesn't really need that. Like, it doesn't want that. It's going to get the vibe that, you know, that's not where this project is heading. But there will be documentation of it in some form. And maybe it'll just be like a straight up documentary about fans who play here, or just the events that happen in the mall, and not so much about the mall itself. But yeah, there will be something. But it'll take me a while. It'll take me the summer to go through the footage and log it and edit it. But I'm looking forward to that.
So that was local artist Casey Wee speaking about the Kingsgate Mall happenings the whole month of June in 2014. She'll be taking photos, videos, and requests at the mall, and your attendance and participation is encouraged. So you can check out more information at kingsgatemallhappenings.tumblr.com, or also email Casey directly at kingsgatemallhappenings@gmail.com. This is CITR Radio.
And our hearts are beating fast as we all hearken to the call, and in our heads we all have brains and they are dreaming. I know ours are the sweetest dreams of all. If we push hard enough, all barricades will fall, and we'll run singing through the cities and the malls. We are love, we are love, love, love.
We are. Okay, so that was my interview with Casey Wee. She is a visual artist, and she was speaking all about what you can see down at Kingsgate Mall in East Vancouver for the month of June. Interesting stuff. I was actually there last night because I was invited to play some music there. I applied for Music Waste. I didn't get in, but Casey somehow got my application and requested me to come and play, and I got to play a set for 40 minutes there on the mall last night, and OK Vancouver OK played right after me, and it was just a fabulous experience. And it was such a great night because I went straight from there down to the rickshaw and saw Destroyer, the legendary songwriter from Vancouver, and it was such a fantastic moment because I was standing there watching him, and the second song he played was the song I'm just about to play for you, and I happened to do a cover of that at the Kingsgate Mall just 2 hours before, so it was quite a special moment. So I'm going to play for you this song now. It's by Destroyer. It's called Your Blood, and it's on the Destroyer's Ruby's album. A lovely song, and I played it last night. as a cover at Kingsgate Mall. So here we go. Here's Dan Behar and his Project Destroyer.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursdays 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is the last few minutes of Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And there was the fabulous Destroyer with Your Blood. And he played that last night at the Rickshaw. Wow, what an incredible experience. Just as a budding songwriter, I'm just absorbing a lot of what that man's produced. So many great albums. And that was a song that I love a lot. And I have learned how to play that on guitar and play that as well. So we're just about out of time. We have David Love Jones up next with African Rhythms. And I'll leave you with Chad Van Galen from Calgary, Alberta. His latest album is called Shrink Dust. And let's play a track. Track 7, it's called Evil for Friday the 13th. Perfect. Okay. Good night. Thanks for listening, everyone.